maga mauna lang may akamuta na kapwa kaya niya may akupulo akupulo mauna na lalaki nila sila.
Lugo ni sole atok bilang pokok tanah baru nak kapula ya kenyataannya motok tanah hidup tok una es kamu motok apa mulai ya
gua ini rumah kecil.
Nanti, kalau mana kau ni yang penting nak kau ni,
අමුදලාලක් දෙවියන් කිසිම කිවිලු දෙයක් සාස්ත්‍රෝ කිවිලු කිසිත් හදායක මම නෑ මම ලෝකලක සිංහල ලක්තාව කිව්වෙ දැන්ම ඉරියක් මේලාදි නෝම සවල මම ලෝක දැන්ම කුලෝ ඉලෙක්ෂන් කරමු.
I have a question to ask since you're talking about noses. We know Eskimo live in snow houses here, don't we? Every book that we read says so. I don't know what Minyuk is and all these other houses, but anyway, we know they live in snow houses now. Do they also rub noses when they meet each other?
That's all the tips we learned. Instead of using bacteria from other
Let me say a few words. Lower 48, 1 month and a half ago.
30 days ago, that's the way the Eskimos keep their wives with their nose. But they never rub it. And then when I grown up, I used to keep my girlfriend like that. With my nose. But as soon as the white people came, and they used their lips to kiss the others. So we learned that, so I thought it was the best. So, very difficult, the Eskimos hardly have any teeth. And they used their nose with their kisses. And after the white people came, after we learned how to kiss with our lips, there's a lot of teeth in the mouth.
Charlie, go ahead. About one month and a half ago, we were in lower 48, and then my wife getting through the schools to fill in something more about teaching, teaching about Alaska, and then a lot of kids want to learn about Alaska, and then they asked about the rough nose kissing, but I told them it may be long before my time, but we just like anyone else know. And then after they listen to the Alaskan stories, what we know about the what we know, and then when we get through the teaching them, and when we get dressed for them, one of the girls, school kids, about 100 and some kids here, and then about this high, the girls, one of them said, let's rub nose to Eskimo, full blood Eskimo, and she come, and I just hit my little nose, so they lined up. Rough nose. That's for the goodbye. And I said, goodbye. And then I said, thank you. And then we'll learn something. Me too. All of us learned from that. And then I told him about, like Paul being said, that the doctor said it's not to use the other spoon, but still they kiss with their lips. It's the dangerous to. More dangerous to use the spoon than kissing with the lips.
But you can't stop, huh?
Yeah, I can't stop. Yeah, that's a really thing. We've seen a lot of kids down in lower 48, even in Hawaii. They want to learn more about it. In Big Island, Hawaii, they're studying the Eskimo living up there. They've seen the Netchilik. You've seen it in all the schools. Netchilik up in Canada or Greenland. They have it down there. They really want to learn something about it. Someday, I think my wife and will visit them again. Of course, my wife has been all over the schools to learn more teaching or teach them about Alaska. And they ask me a lot of questions. If it's really, we can walk in the ice. They haven't seen in the ice walking people yet. If it's really true, if I've been walking on the ice. I told him that what you've seen in there, in our home, in our little Shangyak, 3 miles out in 80 acres, and even my wife skating there. Haven't you seen this one skating place where we have living there? Yes, that's the truth. A lot of people want to know about a lot of things like we are. If I haven't been in lower 48, I wouldn't believe what the people said about use your elbows to get through some of the too many people. We used it. We hand to hand. We just come through the big line of the people. Sometimes it's really hard time to get through. That's really true. A lot of things. We may not believe a lot of things about what we don't know, but it was true. And then even up here, a lot of things you know here, how can you believe that you haven't seen it? If you want to get down there, you will see something for your own self. See it for yourself. Someday, some of you people will get down there and you learn a lot of things unbelievable. And I was down at the Seattle Hospital for 2 weeks. I've seen a lot of people, even lady doctors, three ladies doctors that took care of my heart with a big machine, and they let it work it, and then no men doctor there when they worked on the one hospital, and I mean one big machine. And then Dr. Rich Meyer, I wonder if he's been here, I don't know, maybe in Anchorage. And he asked me after the three ladies to care of me, and then they said it right, my heart, it was too slow, but they get it faster. And I thanked them. And then when they got it fixed, they know that Dr. Richards, the lady doctor, hit the doctor of those two young doctors, and she said, I got it when he got it through, I mean, when she got it fixed, my heart, right, beating, not too fast, not too slow. And then she said, you're strong and you're brave, and you helped me. And I said, thank you. And then when she got it through with my heart, when she knows that she helped me a lot, she come and kiss me. Boy, I'm proud of that, because I thank her. She really thanked that she could help me, and I thank her. And then one doctor said, from the other doctor, I think the veteran hospital, and he talked to me with the other two doctors, and he told me, whenever you feel that way again, kind of numb my arms, kind of numb, and then out of breath, just write him a letter. Don't waste any time to the Coxsview or the Anchorage. Just write him a letter. Notify him. He said, he's the one he's seen by the number. Hands again that way. I forgot his name, but in my diary. And then I think I didn't talk too much. Anyway, rough notes, it's a good thing too, I guess. That's all.
Every time we talk, we're going to tell you what. Pallat nila ng halipin niya.
Elwood Hand.
Rachel has a letter she'd like to share with you. Came today.
Amigo ko, sinding meeting niya, Irene Frapp, hindi si masik na ka? Sa mani, si Aaron de Sanenya last month, kukok John and Lou, Robert Nolan Lou, katin masik matiru, iliol lakta. Si masin siya brani, katin magalokap te, iliang ili, Mani, man of me, Katinidi, John and Eater, it not call lockdown the will you, Mako practicing it, Monga to you with a Louis, Pitchuk Sark Louis, it not pick a book, Ubali, that non McCartney, Ukalan Nestor, can you long it with that army, John and me, Ubali, you, John and me, they check a me. Ami ilang itong ani dalawang mayroon na pero ting pinyaro dating ubaligo kila una inyupeng usli kli yung nitsa kasili ima katin matyaka loka ni telepon na ganga nakapeng ulay magangma takoko naklunga at yutik samdik pili sinyaktumay naklubo. Then ma ukrubin yora miglu, panyaktora niglu, achun lakam ni, sabga inyuk. Egu miglu, ubaguk, makoon ni nikillot. Pisingat nagit yuwa egu ni, nikit yagutuk, sabga ukrubin yora mig, panyaktabin yora mig. Apeksuwa nga suli, tatkap ko nikipengu reis paat. Itna ko ni. Pakoti raga sinyiriga, panekta ko lang nyakso kima, panekta ko lang sudut ko, nekta binyora ni, sudutu binyora ni, ikalu binyora ni, itna sinyik oksoktu te kahukuti, sabre inyak ni katiklu tapirak tibut, Suni Iyabut Donani at Lamik Regional Corporation Lamik Inyaksinya Huting Taba Nili Katil Laluting Kisi Huting Ami Uwa Uwanga Taputi Lunga Kisi Kalakto Taglan Kisi Tarung Mirunga Maknga Abilunga Abunga Aglaksong Lengin Yaksungali Isi Makama Saat Nasili Abuliti Sumit Yuni Tilbing Munli Agliti Nyaksok Ufaguk Inuit Mako Nalaw Meok Tahuting Itna Itkalokit Aglan Ligok Taba Miking Ngami O Nakalokuni Una Inyupeng Usli Saat Napsuk Ikpigit Lugu Aglalag Minyaksok Ima Ilisi Mariksi, Tamna Irene Frost Mugalokta, Irene Laverne Mokta. Debra.
Debra, apa panik sama?
I think we've had a very good day today. Starting off with stars, ending up with medicine. Tomorrow, we'd like to go and to think a little bit about asking you for some words of wisdom. You are the leaders. Some words of wisdom. What direction should we go from here to carry on the kind of thing that we're doing? Do you want some of this by way of suggestions? Do you want to come back here later on, some months from now, maybe next year? Do you want some of us to come to your village and build things and look more closely? We would like to have some specific suggestions from you of what we can best do from now on. And then we'll look at some other kinds of things tomorrow. I'm still wanting more information on hunting and fishing and plant foods and so on. So we have lots of questions yet. Tomorrow evening, we thought we would have a little get-together. John wants to say something, and I think we need to sort of finish it all up so we have a kind of a closing. And then some of you will leave Saturday, and some of you will stay on, and we're very grateful to those of you who will.
Mana ikpasapak sabay sakot kanok li tasama isim matigine rokting kanok ikayok sarlugu itna sibunik sirlugu sibunik sirlugu itna roksiva nakutluk kayaktok itna tinigli uwa uvlakon tusasas tugot suli mana sabay sakot kanok tasama isim matigine rokting takna suli ikhoti luta uwa Uvlakun
Mark
Friday. Tingul Lakang Nahuta. Ami Ilyasi Saturday mi sama utang nakit. Ilyasi sama itol lang naga lock me. Aglan apeksutik sakang ni doksuli. Nikin nang ne lang mi kuminga hunter lang mi. Ikalong ner ng mik ima sutsulim niya ukaring nisiribut ubatuli ubanga kanok makunak nga upanrapak sa bari kamning ilubirning ilubirki mako inyurut tema ni inyurut sibulemut ubali kanok ilagik magata mako kinubengit Pilihan untuk berpidana pilihan itu sama sulit temannya kanuk ilagi tilak putih na kangek sini raga tanglugu piguk tigo naku na yakmi uva ilagi ni rak lehuta piyun lakun mako inyepet ilagi ni rak lehmi ikayutin ner lehmi Ubat sibuk lengit kanok ta sama ilaging nekpata itna ila pang mitun pirak sara langit na lok sige na lok sibuk sama tamanna sabaksa Si vous n'avez pas été qu'ici de mer, vous verrez qu'il y a des gens qui ont été mis dans la route. Aglan on la route aussi. On la route aussi. Qui nous n'est pas aussi. Aglan n'a eu de l'exil et qu'a eu de l'exil. T'as vu à ce que je roule la perte. Qu'il y a des gens qui ont été mis. T'as maintenant, vous verrez. Untuk kanani ini waktu awal tu sahlah si makakut makau nutap dan lalu kengat tembalak tak sila ilipsi pui kaklu ikaya kuda tersama kanung luguli aglak tak siput tabak sewal waktu kakun tema katisulit pisi enak fiuman katini tak kini Naga okey tikpan, aglan uba mana kila mikso kato matun islap lunipir, ilisimorak top in ngaysa itna fitluni uba ilipsi ikayun la peret sigut ilisimakap teknik kuya nakto temnya konak sila isumatip teknik. Konak sirok, kuih aku menyak liu, ilisit sirok, ilisit nik, temasi uvogut, pesan nak taksik juta, aglag liu, tamana ilisit makasi, kanok tasama, uglakun ukoti gisip tigut, kanok suli, tabak sa teknik,
saw this morning the videotape on the television of the old songs. There are still those among you from Buckland and other people who haven't given us the opportunity to make videotape. If you are not too tired, just for ourselves, just for the workshop, we would encourage you to come back this evening, 7 o'clock, and there's videotape. We'd like to take some more.
Ikpaksak aturara taktikasi nakunaksak iya sigo kaglan sama kangar milo makaw kisulunya atung nasa kataktok maknuun wok lulo cheni kupsi taatna aturara kupsi monga uteosi 7 o'clock pan tasamagok aglitigil kitse uba tamanna pichusta kilangka. Unlinggo atigisi na atigilota si atiluwit tamongo tiluwit kasakti kaktiwok sama kasoti lalakpasi ta na atigisiknik atilusi angayuran lakupsi nakunayak me. Aglan ukol kenyak kami apko siyan libut ukol si sumat narit maungawa ko sumat narit aglan ta uko ilipsi sabak si una utok haktanik ikhaksik yalupsi samat kuninga ato wayang nagsisi sama maa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Just a few words so that we can sort of pull the conference together. And therefore, I'm going to ask John if he'll speak to us.
You're wrong. The hotel can.
It can.
We can serve people that will pay for a meal down here and want certain things, and that's what we have on the menu. We've got people here that want something special, we can put it on. We own it, and we run it. And I don't care what the state laws or federal laws say, if we want to have something in our own hotel, if we want, we can have it. But it just belongs to us. It belongs to all of us. And I hope you will be taking good care of you. we can, that these people are special. And hope for that. But since you started this project, started recording all of this information that you have, I've had about a dozen people from different places ask me if they could have this information once we put it in English, and I told them no. We're not doing this for other people, we're doing this for our people. If you want to know how we did it, how to do this, we'll tell them how. Other areas, they want to do that. Other natives, other places, they want to do the same thing. We'll tell them how we did it. But this information is for our people. We can't worry about the Indians down there. We've got our own problems. We want to help our own people first. After we help our people, if we can help them first time, we'll help our people first. This program, this project, I told you the other day, we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know anything. All we knew was that new people were getting old, and we had all the information about our history, about our people, and we had it all locked up in their heads. Nobody was getting this information. Our membership, we don't know nothing. We're dumb. Can't talk to you. We can't understand you. We don't have much time to learn, to change this. When the white people first came up here, they made a big mistake. They stopped their parents, their grandparents from teaching. Because in our culture, in our people, you were the teachers. When you quit hunting all the time, when you quit working all the time, and you became a teacher. Because the younger people then, your kids, worked all the time, hunting, getting everything, working all the time. They didn't teach their kids. The grandparents taught the kids. And even when I grew up, my job was to make my honor hold it. That was my job. Get her eyes. Stay with her. Live with her. And I should have learned from her. But she had already been told her. You're not supposed to teach them that. Make that kid go to school. And your wife wants to. Which is fine. I'm not saying we don't want to do that anymore. But that's not enough. Because you can't make a white man out of Eskimo. You can make him a better Eskimo so that he can learn the white man's way and compete for jobs or whatever. But he's got to be a good Eskimo first. So that's why this is so important. Not to record it so they can put it in the library or someplace. So they can put it in some school and say, okay, we got a little more than ice igloos, we got a little more history than that. That's not important. The important thing is this information that you've got goes to your kids, me, people like me, my age, and the younger, so that they learn about their people, all about their people, everything they can. Because then they're going to be proud, because we're a strong people. We've got a real strong, rich past. When you look at history, the way they got it written out, they go back and they build a Chinese up. Chinese because they had the writing and they wrote all the stuff they did down. The Egyptians, they wrote everything down. They got something to read. So they look at those people and they say, hey boy, those are rich people. Years and years ago they had these things. Well, our people had the same thing, only we never wrote it down. They say that the Egyptians, the Phoenicians, they could navigate without a compass. So what? Our people navigated without a compass too. If you want to go further, the United States is so proud, our own United States, because they got the first man to the moon. We know different. Our culture tells us that our people went to the moon a long time before they did. And our kids now, they've been taught so they laugh when you tell them our people went to the moon. They laugh. But we want to change that around. We want them to be proud to say that our people did that before your people. Then they can stand up to that white man and say, what do you mean you're going to take that job? I can do it better than you. And they can compete. Right now they're not doing that. And that's what you people are doing here. You're going to put that pride back in your kids. You're going to make them proud to be Eskimos so they can compete against the white people. Not fight them, just live with them. They can't live with them unless they're proud Eskimos. You know that. I see it all the time. We got bars full of them down there. You want to really see something bad, go to 4th Avenue in Anchorage and 2nd Avenue in Fairbanks. And you really see some bad stuff. Our people there, no good anymore. They can hardly talk. They can't think anymore. They're ruined. And the reason for that is because they don't know where they fit. Who are they? Where they belong? Are they Eskimo? Oh, what's an Eskimo? Eskimo is no good. That's what they can talk. And they try to be a white man? They can't. They're not white. You can't change the color of their skin. They're the same. And the white man is not going to make them a white man unless he's white. So they got to compete as an Eskimo, not as a white man. That's where you help. And this is what is important about what you're doing. Some of the things that you've done, stories that you've told here, the history, you never tell to outsiders. You always tell just amongst yourselves. You don't tell it to outsiders because you are afraid they would laugh at you. I think we're past that stage now. Nobody's going to laugh at you. We needed something before we could do this. We're a little bit late. We're at least 10 years too late. We lost a lot of people in the last 10 years that had really good information. You fellas have really worked to try to remember some of the things in here. But you don't know it all. We've lost it. But 10 years ago, we couldn't do it. We had no way of standing up and telling people, we don't care what you think, this is for us, we're going to do it. Now we do. The land claim scriptures, which gave us power, white man's power, money. And that's the only power that they respect, money. We got it in manna. And that's why we can put up this hotel, and we can say, this is what we think is important to us, we're going to do it. We tell the federal government and the state government we're going to do it, and they even pay us for it. They're not very smart. But they're afraid of the power. We stand up, and we tell them what we want, and they do it. And that's how we can do it now, and we couldn't do it before. And that's what we need to do. And we're starting. We're going to build our people back up. We'll take what's good in our culture that you're telling us, and we'll help you. I can't do it. I don't know. All I can do is what you tell me. I know because I feel it, because I miss being an Eskimo, that I need it. And I know these other kids my age or younger need it too. That's why I can push them. But I can't do anything. I can just say I want it because I don't know. It's up to you. You have to do it. You have to teach us. We can put it all down. That's not enough. You have to start teaching it again. Telling people. And I'll help. I'll tell these kids how important this is. But it's up to you to still teach them. We've got to get this going. All the good stuff. You don't want any bad stuff. You know, if something is wrong and you feel it's wrong, we don't want that. It's nice to know, good and bad, what happened years ago. That's nice. We have to know about it. But when we're teaching from here on, we want to teach the good stuff. And there's a lot more good stuff in our history, in our culture, than there is in the white.